8 years ago, the state of Alaska turned over management of the docks in the tiny southeast hamlet of Myers Chuck to the city and borough of Wrangell. At the time, the 400 feet of docks were deteriorating and not expected to last much longer. As a part of the agreement, the state's Department of Transportation gave Wrangell $1.4 million, with the understanding that the borough would do maintenance and repairs on the docks. But little changed. With their now almost 60-year-old docks sinking, Myers Chuck's 20 residents banded together to buy blue and white barrels to keep the structures afloat. That caught the attention of Wrangell officials.
We have a responsibility of trying to get them upgraded down there.
That's Wrangell's harbor master, Steve Miller.
Their floats are probably, I would say they're worse than anything that we have here in town right now. And to provide them a safe place to moor their boats, it's just became a priority.
In the last year, Wrangell's government has taken steps to fulfill its responsibility to the people of Myers Chuck. Last year, the Borough Assembly reimbursed the residents for maintenance supplies and replaced the airplane float, a critical lifeline for supplies, mail, and an important contact point in case of medical emergencies. Fully replacing the docks, though, is estimated to cost over $2.3 million. Wrangell can't swing that cost alone. A full dock repair isn't in the budget this year, Harbormaster Miller told Wrangell's Borough Assembly at a meeting in early July. The whole Myers Chuck Harbor budget is $5,000.
Some of the stuff that we need to get down there are just for planking replacement and just minor repairs. I mean, it's $1,000 to get down there, so that $5,000 doesn't go very far.
There also isn't much money coming in from moorage fees in Myers Chuck. It's on an honor system, and the borough only anticipates bringing in around $1,500 in the coming year. To try and subsidize the cost of a dock, Wrangell's Assembly is placing its hopes in a harbor grant from the State Department of Transportation. In order to apply, Wrangell's Borough Assembly has already committed over $1.1 million as part of a match to update the docks. Applications for next year's grant cycle were due August 5th, and Wrangell's Capital Facilities Director Amber Al-Haddad says the borough likely won't hear back until August of next year. Al-Haddad says the borough hopes that the remote nature of Myers Chuck's location will be a boon to its application.
It's the only protected harbor between Ketchikan and Wrangell, so it also provides a safe harbor for fishermen. I would say that that's a critical piece for the Myers Chuck dock. And I believe what we were told was in this next round of review for the DOT Matching Harbor Grant Fund program, safety is a big concern of theirs, and so that it provides a safe harbor for commercial fishermen as well as just the importance of it to the Myers Chuck community, I think will be something that we focus on.
Wrangell officials expect it to be a phased project. The Borough Assembly already approved over $250,000 for the dock replacement project design at a meeting early last winter. That'll cover the engineering design as well as any necessary environmental work. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.